Welcome back to another episode of Dentistry's Growing with Grace podcast. Join Grace and her guest of the week as they discuss lessons learned in the industry and explore unique insights into ethical growth.
Hello, welcome back to Dentistry's Growing with Grace. I am so excited to have Samantha Horn with me today from Floating Doctors. We're going to be talking all about Floating Doctors and how you can get involved. Samantha, thanks for being with me today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's great to be able to have gotten to know you throughout building our website. So this is another great opportunity that we're really thankful for.
Thank you. Yeah. So tell our audience about Floating Doctors. What is Floating Doctors and why should they know about your organization?
So Floating Doctors is a registered 501c3 in California, in the United States, but we currently have a robust base in Bocas del Toro, Panama. So I'm recording here from our self-made island that is able to host up to 50 volunteers per week, as well as 20 fellowships, which are some of our long-term staff members. And so what we do every single week of the year is we actually deploy to these indigenous communities via our boat, land, hiking, and we serve them with medical clinics, dental clinics, and veterinary clinics, as there are a lot of challenges for them to make it to the healthcare centers. They're typically very far away, very expensive to get to. There is sometimes a stigma once they get there. So it's definitely more than one barrier. So what we do is we bring these teams. Sometimes we only have 10 people, sometimes we have 20 people, to the communities, and we actually set up clinics there so that we're able to provide a clinic for them in their own community. We currently, this week, we have a dental team and a vet team and a medical team. And we work 52 weeks out of the year, so every single week.
That's awesome. And I don't know if you know this story or not, but when Dr. Johnson reached out to me, I don't know if you know this, but I actually that morning had a spiritual experience where I felt this strong desire to contribute somewhere. And I don't know if it came from a dream or if it just was planted in my head that that's exactly where my mindset was when his email came through and he was like, "Hey, can you work with this organization that I work with?" And I was like, "Yes." And I was also a bit creeped out because of the timing of the email and where my head was at. But I'm so glad that we got connected because I really believe in the mission. And I think it's important in anyone's professional career to have those moments where they can contribute and give back. And like for me, I'm not in a position right now where I can leave and travel and donate time, but I can certainly contribute in the form of marketing resources, whatever that may be. And so can you tell our audience a little bit about different ways that people can get involved and contribute to Floating Doctors?
Yes, of course. So as you're explaining, there are definitely more than just kind of the first would come to mind in regards to contributing to Floating Doctors and supporting our mission. So most often people come for volunteering. That's kind of the first thing that someone would think about with Floating Doctors when it does come to supporting our mission. So we accept volunteers every single week. And those volunteers, they actually, their volunteer contribution supports the ongoing expenses that they're incurring while they're here. So then that way we're able to have a sustainable continuity of the program that we're doing each and every week out of the year. And they can come for as little as a week, but most of our volunteers like to stay 3 to 4 to 5 weeks, depending on what their schedule allows. As you come, you kind of jump right in. We get you as many onboarding materials as possible, all of our orientations, but a lot of it is just jumping in and seeing how the clinic runs and understanding it when it's right there in front of you. So it's definitely, it is a big time commitment. more than anything, because that minimum time commitment being here in Panama with us is a week. So we always accept volunteers. We love volunteers. That's the backbone of our program. And then we also have a fellowship program. So Dr. Johnson, who you had previously worked with, he was our dental fellow. So those are actually our kind of our staff positions that are here for typically 2 to 3 to 4 months. And they're the ones that are able to really lead all of our volunteers that are here on a weekly basis. So Dr. Johnson, who has years and years of experience being a dental provider, he was able to, when we had those dental students, he was their mentor. And also even when we had experienced dental providers that were for a week or 2 weeks, they do need someone to lead them in their, in the clinic, what they do in the clinic, what do they normally see in the clinic? How do we even set up our mobile chair? Really do need someone with that continuity who's here for a longer period of time. So those are our in Panama opportunities. And so definitely for those people that can make a time commitment, that's always great having extra hands on the field. But as you were saying, there are so many other ways to contribute to Floating Doctors with the skill sets and different things people can offer, such as, you know, helping us build a website. This was something we at floatingdoctors.com. This is our brand new website, just to be able to have a luxury that a small nonprofit can't afford. It's really helpful. So people with those skill sets, right now we're also working with someone who specializes in data analytics, and she's able to help us get all of our patient data onto a spreadsheet in order to better pull data in a quicker way. So now we're able to ideally be more, make it easier for our team to do research and to get our research published. So a lot of different skill sets are able to help us. And even just spreading the word of Floating Doctors, we accept volunteers from a medical student to a experienced physician to a high schooler who has seen their parent work in the medical field that's considering it. So we accept all types of volunteers, and being able to spread that word about what we're doing here is just as valuable as if someone were to come here. We don't have a big marketing budget. Our word of mouth is our most valuable marketing tool, because once someone comes here, they have the ability to bring 10 more people. So people in the United States, people in different countries, if they're able to just let other people know about Floating Doctors, we're able to keep our program running with volunteers who, again, are the backbone of our program. We can't operate without our volunteers.
Do you you have like dental assistants or hygienists volunteer, or just doctors?
Yes, we have dental hygienists volunteer quite often. Actually, we have someone coming for 4 weeks in March, a dental hygienist, and we also have a pretty high following in the UK for dental students and dental hygienists, as there's so much health education, especially in our dental program. So it's a very hands-on role that not just a dentist can do. So of course, our lead dental provider is able to give them that context of, this is what we typically see, this is what we typically do. But with a dental hygienist, a dental student, they're able to go into the schools and really teach 50, 60 children how to appropriately brush their teeth. And when they may have not been taught that before, or they may not, this may be the first toothbrush that we were able to give them. We always try to give toothbrushes. We're always accepting donations of toothpaste. So for those clinics that have little toothpaste that want to contribute, that's a pretty easy way to really support our mission, because that's a luxury here. Toothpaste is expensive. And most people, if they have toothbrushes, they don't also have toothpaste.
Okay. So there's the opportunity to make a financial donation. There's the opportunity to donate supplies like toothpaste. There's obviously the biggest donation is of one's time to go there and be able to provide care. So for those volunteers or contributing doctors at any capacity, or even hygienists, What do you hear from volunteers in terms of the benefit, in terms of the experience? Someone might be sitting there thinking, oh, I don't think I really have time to give up 2 weeks or to do this or to do that. When they walk away and they're like, yes, I'm really glad I did that. I wasn't expecting this, or I wasn't expecting that. What are some of the things you hear from your volunteers?
Probably the biggest thing that we hear is that they didn't fully understand our mission until they got here and they left. So our mission is to reduce the present and future burden of disease in the developing world. So people come, they're like, okay, I'm going to be serving these indigenous communities. They understand that that's why they're here, to serve the communities that they're here, to do that work here. But it's such a foreign concept and almost hard to grasp until you see it and then you go home, is improving healthcare delivery worldwide. A provider who has 30 years under his belt is also going to bring something home, maybe to his private practice.
There are intangible benefits of volunteering. There's things that you experience and things that you learn you're going to take back with you, other than the simple joy of serving and giving and making a difference. And so you have that kind of an emotional reset, I think, that you give when you take yourself out of your day-to-day life and you pour yourself into something else. I think it is rejuvenating in a lot of ways. And it also changes your perspective in a really strong way moving forward. Not to mention, for newer doctors or newer providers, that you get experience, a lot of hands-on experience. So if you're just kind of getting into your career, it could be really great to have that mentorship opportunity. And if you've been practicing for 30 years, it can be really great to have that reset and to know that you're contributing in this different kind of way to the world. So Samantha, thank you so much for joining me today. I'm going to share this with my entire following and put it on our podcast and our Facebook group, Dentistry's Growing with Grace. And doctors, if you are not sure, I know a lot of people say, you know, we want to give back, we give back to our community, we give back, but things get busy, life gets in the way. I would strongly encourage you to make a commitment to reach out to Floating Doctors, to schedule some time. If this is in your heart, if you feel called to do it, please look up Floating Doctors, and I'm sure they'd be more than happy to have you there. So, Samantha, anything you want to leave with our audience today?
Well, thank you so much for having me. I really do appreciate the opportunity. Sorry, I'm in Panama right now. So with the island life, sometimes comes the technology problems. But yes, I just wanted to say thank you so much. And please, please do check out our newly published website, floatingdoctors.com. And that has a lot of information on our dental program, as well as our medical program and our vet program, as there are definitely more than one way to contribute and get involved. So hopefully that can guide you in the direction that perhaps is calling you after hearing this.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. And for all of our friends and followers, check us out on YouTube, join our Facebook group, Dentistry is Growing with Grace. And of course, subscribe to our podcast, give us a like, give us a follow, and we will see you next time with more great content. Thank you. Have a great day.